What's the word? It's your boy Quad the Last Word. It's Total Control Radio, powered by BYBNYC. YC Radio, the voice of today's generation. We're going to start this show off real super early because they're trying to kick us out of here. You know how they treat us. Well, we got two big
special
guests.
You know that's
guests.
Wrong.
Nah, we'll talk about that later. But we got two special guests. We got Freaky Kai in the building.
Yeah, YC we got my, Radio was good.
We got my boy Low in the building.
Yes, LO2W, sure.
All right, we're going to jump this right in. Where y'all from, man?
Yeah, we represent putting on for Queens. You already know Big Queens in the house.
All right.
Queens, what part of Queens? You know, Queens is big, you know? What South part
side,
of Queens?
Jamaica, 130, 134.
That's my part of town.
Southside,
right?
Fall Rock. Right. Shit, we putting on for the whole Queens, man.
Yeah.
Putting on for New York.
So
man,
this is a Southside session, because we all from Southside, born and raised. You already
dirty
know.
Dirty Southside. Yeah.
This is what this is. So tell us, we're going to go, you know, one and two. Tell the people who you are, exactly who you are.
Yeah, what's up, world? I'm Freaky Kai. You know, CEO/artist, Q York City. You know, I'm also the son of the late great Freaky Ty, the Lost Boys, LB
Lost
fan.
Boys.
We in the building.
So we got Lost Boys in the building.
Definitely, LB forever. Me, I go by the name of Low, LO2Ws, president of Q York City, also an artist as well. Southside Jamaica, Queens, you know what I mean?
Yes,
that's
yes.
What it is, man. That's what it is. Let me ask you, what made you want to start rapping?
Nothing really made me want to start rapping. It just was always a part of me, you know. It was something I always did. It wasn't no real force. I just grew up in that environment, and just like any other environment, you know, you become a part of that.
How old your pops had you start rapping? How old?
It wasn't nobody that really had me start rapping. It just, like, I think I just shocked everybody that I was just rapping.
You just
I
wanted
just
to do
jumped
it.
Jumped in. I think I was minding his business one day. He was doing his thing with his homies, and I just jumped in and started freestyling.
Nice.
Oh, word.
That's dope.
But,
that's
you know,
dope.
My pops never really got to see me take it serious, you know? But, you know, we taking it to the next level, though.
Definitely.
Not even at, like, a young. So how old was you?
When my pops passed away, I was like 8 going on 9, you know? So I was always just playing. Like, it was never really serious. I was still a kid.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I got probably to my late teens that I started really like, all right, nah, this is something
I'm
gonna put on.
So it was well after
right
Todd passing that you actually started.
I always been spitting.
Yeah.
I always
They got footage of the first Freaky Todd day when Todd first passed away. And this guy right here is the center of attention, got the microphone rocking it like you would have thought
lit.
He was already on already.
That's lit. That's
the way
lit.
He was rocking the crowd. You would have thought he'd have been did this shows and all that.
That's lit. That's it. It's in the blood, man. Blood. It's in the blood. It's That's in the blood. Fact. What's up, Lo? What's up with you?
With me, I started rapping since I was like 9. Just me and my two cousins. We started in my aunt's basement. That's when we was taking the tapes and recording it. Like, she a DJ, but she was taking the tapes, recording us on tapes and all that. When I went into, what's that? I was still at elementary school, PS80, matter of fact. Me and my cousin put out a little tape, like 3 songs on it, and everybody just, you know what I mean? Everybody was just tuned in, like, oh, you rapping now? Then I took a break for a minute, you know what I mean? Back and forth down south and all that. And I came back, me and my brother just locked in.
That's what's up.
There you go now.
Yeah, so how did y'all connect? Y'all grew up together?
Yeah, we grew up together.
Monkey balls,
you know, from the kids. Like, my mom's from Fall Rock, my pops from 134.
Yeah.
You know, my man Low, he from Rochdale.
Shout out to Rochdale, that's where I'm from.
You know, being in the hood, just playing in Rochdale Park. It's one of my early childhood friends, you know?
Right, that's dope.
So we just grew up together, and we just so happened to have some of the same likings in this music thing. And we started just taking it serious. He always been encouraged me to go harder and motivate me to go harder. And I seen something in him. I'm like, yo, we might as well just do this together. Let's take this to the next level.
And it's just success after that.
That's it.
Yeah, I seen the video. I seen the video. I forget the name of it.
So what you talking about, that score?
I think one of the things was ladies like what's name but hate. Which one is that?
That's score. You know, lady love freaky, but Kai
that was
different.
Yeah.
You know,
that's dope. That's dope.
It's two sides to me. You know. I'm cool, energetic. I'm outgoing, but then I could be serious. I could be a jerk sometimes, but it's all out of me trying to get my point across and get certain things done, you know?
Yeah, I dig it.
We look, that's that new single, Score, for me and my boy Low.
We got that?
Yeah,
I got that.
Yo, can we get that on right now? Let's listen to that. Introduce that for us
quick. It's that Score off my new project. I've Been This Way coming soon. You got my man Low in the cut.
Shout out to Low in the building.
I want all music platforms right now, streaming live. So go get
video
that
video on YouTube. We shot that video in Germany, by the way.
Facts. Shout out to our German family. That,
definitely.
Let's get into Let's get it. Total Control Radio. We hit.
I'ma get it. I'ma get it.
TK.
And we ain't lit, then what you call it then? I'm in the game, you watch me slow again. Ain't come to lose it, we was born to win. I'm in the game, you watch me score again. I'm in the game, you watch me score again. We hit the streets and start the ball again. Ain't come to lose it, we came to win. Ain't come to lose it, we came here to win.
Run the point, I feel like Curry. Take my shot, they worry. Splash on them, whole lot of cash on them. Trip, trip, you see the swag. Still got my motherfucking bag. Kick City, get a committee, yo, we run ish. Shoot the front, got some new, so some dumb shit. Don't you front shoot, got money in the fun shoot. Couple hooligans, they got guns. Better look them dumb, better run. For the funds, we gon' run it up, never bar. Pay for proof, bitches love the fuck. For the love, in the club, and we do that. When we in the spot, be like, who that? I'm just tryna get to the bag, though. Speeding in my own land, let the jag go. I'm just tryna get to the bag, though. The love freaky, but Kai is a cold, yeah.
We ain't lifting what you call it, man. I'm in the game, you watch me score again. Ain't come to lose, yeah, we was born to win. I'm in the game, you watch me score again. I'm in the game, you watch me score again. Ain't come to lose it, you came to win. Ain't come to lose it, you came here to win.
Hold up, wait, let me talk my thing. I've been doing this, so this ain't nothing new, you dig? Been taking them trips, been making them.
What's the word? We got Freaky Kai here and Low in the building.
Yes,
yeah. Yo, tell us about that song. Like, how did y'all come up with that? And y'all said y'all shot it in Germany, so I know y'all got some stories about that.
Nah, that's a fact. Low could tell you a little
bit.
Yeah,
I want Low to tell me. Yeah.
I mean, for what you want, the video or how the song came about, period. Yeah,
song, then
the
video.
Song, I mean, we in the studio. The juices just be flowing. I mean, this guy right here, he get going with them hooks and all that, and it just, everything just come out. I'm more of a writer. But that day right there, you know, we was in the studio, good vibes. I think we might have laid like three other joints that day. He got in his zone with that hook. He went straight from the hook to his verse. You know, right in the midst of that, I'm writing up. Then we got this, it's a score. So we in Germany for the video. We wasn't out there for the video, we was on tour with Mr. Cheeks.
Nice. Right, so shout out to Mr. Cheeks.
I mean, that way we out there, we doing our thing, whatever, with a meet and greet. And made some connections out there. My man Brams, shout out to him. He linked us with his people out there. We shot a video on the spot right there at the meet and greet. We dipped off for a minute. We dipped off maybe for like a half hour, 45 minutes. Shot out video, came back, caught some scenes there, caught some, it was just lit.
You had your own camera people with y'all?
Nah, that's it.
It was their people.
His people.
We met the videographer that day.
And got the video done that day.
Got the video done that day. We met up with some other dope individuals out there, recorded some music out there. It was a dope experience all in all, you know. The reception out there is great.
That's dope. What's it like going on tour with Mr. Cheeks? I'm an artist too, if y'all didn't know.
Okay.
But always wanted to like do a song or like be in that vibe. I mean, all artists do. So what is it like being on tour with them? Nice. Like being around them. I met them in a couple clubs, you know, chopped it up with them, but it's, being on tour is totally different.
It's dope. Cheeks is definitely, he's a fun individual to be around, you know?
Definitely.
He's definitely one of those people that keeps the party going, you know? And then just being around them in general is just, it's a good time. It's good vibes, laughs, a bunch of laughs, you feel me? And Cheeks one of those people that he don't care about what nobody got to say. If he feeling it, he's feeling it. If he in his vibe, he in his vibe. And he let himself get into that. Like he gives all of himself for that moment. If you in that moment with him, you gonna get that moment. Like, and it's gonna be one that you gonna remember too.
That's what's
you know. So that whole touring experience was just a bunch of memories and moments that we all put down together, from freaking play fighting in the hotel rooms to rocking out stages.
Yeah, I was about to ask y'all, what's y'all favorite memory of going on tour?
I mean, that might have been one of them, the play fight thing we had in the hotel. It was just because it's just like, we all just became kids again. It was fun, like we were just having a ball. It was all good vibes. That right there, and the show is a performing. That's that the love and we just, get out there is different.
And just having people just running down on you, like you be in the streets, nobody, like
right.
you don't even
you
know
think
nobody.
Nobody know,
you
don't
think
know
nobody you. Know you, and there's people just running down you, posters and pictures of you with your face on it, and wanting to get to know more about you, right. and you know they're interested. Like, yo, what? Oh yeah, y'all the next big thing, huh?
That's the difference between the United States and overseas, and out of the country, I should say.
I love it.
People
overseas.
Actually are fans. People actually look at us like. I think anybody on this side, they look at us like we got it better than them.
But you know, that's
so when
the,
we come over there, it's like, oh, and you doing something?
That's
so they treat you
thing
with so
like,
much love.
Like America, like we so caught in our ways, and thinking that we got to be like everybody else when the whole world is trying to be like us. You know,
exactly.
And I realized that being across seas, like everybody's trying to mimic what we doing, and
right.
we over here trying think we keeping up with them. They hip hop scene is. Still our 90s scene, our
exactly.
90s hip-hop
that's
era
why they're so adapted
is,
to
is running
exactly.
the scene over across
everywhere else but here.
You know?
Everywhere else but here.
Listen,
they
I signed my first autograph overseas. You can't tell
that's,
I love
that's
it.
That's a fact.
It made me feel like a real
posters,
star. Like
walking down the street, posters with our faces on them, like it's a different experience. Then you come back to the States, it's like people feel like they're more than what they already are.
Yeah.
You go around other artists and stuff like that. Like me, I try to be as humble as possible. You know, and but you would get around certain artists and they feel like you'd be like, damn, bro, you ain't even on yet. And you
and
act
think
like,
you, yeah, you think you supposed like,
your next door,
I owe you something.
Your next door neighbor ain't even showing you love. You feel me?
And
it's crazy. You got to humble yourself because once you go when you go across season, see that it's real love out there.
Yeah.
You know, we playing for an audience that, you feel me, ain't going to show us love until we pop.
Everybody else love.
And everybody here is because we. Especially Queens, though, like we don't get enough credit for nothing.
That's
not even starting this, not even building a business for it. You know what I'm saying? Because without Def Jam, what would we have?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you really got it rocking.
That's a fact.
What would the labels be like? What would the angle or anything be like?
It would be way more less. It would be less independence.
Exactly.
Tell you that much.
Exactly.
People wouldn't even be probably thinking about starting their own labels.
Nah, wouldn't. No, it would be more independence, but it would be sloppy independence, I would say. Because nobody, for us to be independent, we needed somebody to actually show us how to be independent.
Right.
You feel me? So I say Def Jam told us that because you got LL, all these old people,
right.
you know what I'm saying, that paved the way.
They was the first powerhouse.
And the crazy thing
and they was
that,
independent,
though. Say the crazy thing, they still doing their thing.
Exactly.
LL was the... If you might catch a Run DMC do a tour or DMC or something, like
exactly.
they still all of the old acts
still,
rock out.
But they independent. They show how to be independent. That's, I think that's the whole thing of being independent artist. You come from music,
relevancy.
You keep going.
Right, you gotta keep yourself
keep
relevant.
Going,
yeah.
keep relevant.
And that's what
keep
and that's
going.
What people fail to realize. They think it's just music. Like it's bigger
than
the music.
It's
music,
definitely.
The music is just what keep the gas on.
Exactly.
You know,
see what I'm doing?
Everything.
I'm hosting.
Right. It's,
you know
it's
what I'm
more,
saying?
You gotta,
it's his fault. Definitely his fault.
You got to get
but
some. You got to add substance to what you bring to the table. That's what brings longevity.
Yeah. And I came up with this thing today. Like, if you're an artist, you have nothing to give to nobody. So you look like an opportunist. But if you just an artist,
right.
if you like y'all got CEOs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but y'all have opportunities y'all can give to people,
right.
you're more than just an artist.
Right.
You feel me? You have opportunity mm-hmm. to give other artists.
Right.
If you're just an artist, you can't give nobody nothing. Now, here's my CD. That's all you can offer.
And that goes back to what I was saying, like that sense of entitlement. Like you get a lot of artists that feel like just because they're doing music, people are supposed to take it and accept it. Oh, I do
and
music,
and like
so
yeah.
I'm supposed to. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to treat me like a star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, it's a lot. What else do you offer?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's doing that.
What makes you different?
Right.
Everybody
how can you
be
really
a star?
Help?
Nobody want to put the work in.
Nah. Nobody wants to be Scottie Pippen. Everybody want
to
be Mike.
Right.
Man.
I seen this thing on Instagram about Dennis Rodman. The dude said Dennis Rodman could not score a point. At 12 free from the basket, but Michael Jordan wanted him on our team.
Because
you know why? He can get 20 rebounds.
Right. Everybody got to
play
their
part.
All the rebounds.
That's a fact.
And that's,
everybody
that's,
can't go in the same door at the same time. Let somebody. If somebody. If somebody's going in first, sometimes it can happen. Like if a group, like y'all,
mm-hmm.
like a group, it definitely can happen.
Right.
Wu-Tang,
but
Lost
even,
Boys, et cetera, it
but
definitely
even,
can happen.
Even with us, like even now, like we already got it in our head. Like, yo, our goal is to hold hands and march through this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna like side by side. Language. We gonna. Get, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I pay that fine. I'll give you that fine for that fine. Excuse me. But we gonna walk through this door, if we gonna walk together, we gonna walk in a line, in a formula. Like, oh, we crack this door open, and we gonna be able to present them. Cause once I put something on the table, is what we got as a unit. Mm-hmm. Then we got
it's whole.
Yeah. Oh, we got this as a unit. All right, boom. So from that unit, what can we get from this part? All right, we got Low Project. Mm-hmm. We got Freaky Cop Project. Mm-hmm. We got whoever else, you know.
We got Joint Project.
Then we got Joint Project. So by as much time that we put in, by the time we completed one unit, inside that one unit, we got three or four other different components branches. That we could just be like, yo, this all came out around it. This is all put together within us focusing on that, putting a unit together, you feel me? Instead of putting a unit together, then now we got to go back to the drawing board and put another unit together.
Exactly.
To go back and put it. It's a game plan. You got to have a certain strategy.
Yes, smart. Let's get into some music, man. I
want
to hear both of them back to back.
Yo, can we start it off with Deny It, though? That Deny It is fire.
Deny It, let's do that.
Definitely.
Total Control Radio, powered by BYB NYC, YC Radio, voice of today's generation.
Can't deny it, shorty is you riding. Know you won't fool with me. Pull up to the club, we in VIP. Pull a couple love, couple thugs with me. Yeah. You can't deny it, I be on my fly shit. Know you won't fuck with me. Pull up to the club, we in VIP. Pull a couple love, couple thugs with me.
You can't deny it. I be on some wild shit. I know you won't try it. My ex chick, she still calling private. Cause when it come to getting fly, baby, I'm a pilot. She saw me at the door store, ordering some oxtail. Said she was from Rockaway. I told her I'm from Rochdale. Let me get your number. We can link up for some cocktails. Blowing on this fresh batch straight up out of Scottsdale. Cold cologne on my clothes. I fuck with YSL. And off the aura alone, she asked me what I sell. Looking like a bookworm. I'm hoping I got a good one. Me, I'm never shook. Once you ready, my I'ma pull up. I'ma make you feel high as the moon. Try who? Had that burst and squirt and creating the monsoon. Waiting for the right moment to get out of my room.
I can't deny it, shorty is you riding. Know you won't fool with me. Pull up to the club, we in VIP. Pull a couple love, couple thugs with me. Yeah, you can't deny it, I be on my flash. Know you won't fool with me. Pull up to the club, we in VIP. Pull a couple love, couple thugs with me.
Now you know damn well you feel my energy. Oh, so you just around, is what you telling me? Stop front, shorty, you know why she passed that. The way you jiggle had it, get out of the nasty tap, scratch that. You and me, pull up in VIP, hugged up, looking like a couple on TMZ. Then you leathers got us looking like money, baby. Posting me, you and your gram, I know the mutes hate me. But if this world was mine, I'd give it to her, she could have it, we gon' both shine. I was fucked up, she told me, we gon' both grind. She backed up, I moved work, we doubled every time. She a ride, so I keep her in fine. That Louis and Chanel, different country designers. The world is what I give her, and she deserves it all. The stores come to us, going to the mall.
I can't deny it, shorty is you riding. Know you won't fold with me.
Girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, I'm not afraid to. Girl, I am not afraid. Girl, I'm not afraid to. You make me feel some way. Girl, I'm not afraid to. Do things he won't do. Girl, I'm not afraid to. Girl, you make me feel ways that he won't do, cause girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, I am not afraid. Girl, you make me feel some way. You make me feel some way. Girl, I'm not afraid. You make me feel some way. Girl, girl, I'm not afraid to do things that he won't do. Girl, I feel some way. You make me feel some way. Girl, I don't play no games, true. Won't play no games with you, cause I won't play no games. Cause you make me feel some way, girl. You make me feel ways, true. I don't feel with no one else. I won't play no game. Cause girl, I am not afraid.
feel away. Girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, I'm not afraid. I will do some things too. You do that he won't do. Girl, I'm not afraid. Girl, you know I won't play. Girl, I'm not afraid too. You make me feel away. You make me feel away. You make me feel away.
Time that your man won't spend. I spend the bread that your man can't spend. Never afraid to do what some niggas won't.
What's the word? This is quite the last word. That's Freaky Kai and Low.
Yes, sir.
What's that called? What's that one called?
Not afraid.
Not afraid. We're gonna get that one back on. We're gonna definitely get that one back on. That's going on.
Not
rotation.
Afraid,
definitely.
Man. That was a product of Germany as well.
Yeah. Get them different vibes. Get your wine on. Go grab a shorty and dance to that.
That's the fact. Yo, them tracks is fire. I ain't gonna lie.
Appreciate you.
That's that Southside flavor, and it's different.
Definitely.
It's not something that you heard, sounds alike, familiar.
All, it's that QYC that's sound, New York City.
That's what I like. I got a question for you.
What's up, family?
Did anybody reach out to you to get on Grown Up Hip Hop yet?
Nah, but you know, my man Low in the Cut, he been working overtime. He been adding them. You know, if y'all listening at Grown Up Hip Hop, and let them know that you're your boy Freaky Kyle
on there. The son of Freaky Ty, Grown Up Hip Hop.
Yeah, I think I know somebody for y'all.
We need that campaign running.
I think I know somebody that can help y'all.
Yeah,
but we got a couple minutes left. We got a couple minutes left. So I just want to ask some questions.
Got it.
Right, y'all just answer, fill in the blank. Low, Freaky Kai is the next.
Hottest thing coming out of NYC.
Scotty and Pippen.
Yeah, I like
Scotty
that.
Scotty and Pippen?
Jordan and Pippen.
I mean, hey, Jordan Scotty and Pippen. All right, would you rather stay independent or sign to a major label?
I'd rather stay independent, but I'd take some label money if they toss the right dollars.
Yeah, man, as long as the price is right and it makes sense. And we got our full creativity.
All right. I mean, that's what really plays into the major labels, because they really want to push what they see you are, not really what you see yourself as. So cool. People that's listening to your music, what would they get out of it?
These guys is different. We come up with different flavor. This is some different flavor right here.
Definitely. You could tell that we was really kind of like raised under hip hop, even if we was raised by coming up on the right hip hop, because
90s
flow, 80s, exactly. The 90s, 80s, the sun that you go, it's going to give you a story, something that's going to make sense. I'm going to give you a story, give you bars and all that, and still make you get up, dance, and feel good and
it's
all
gonna
that.
It's going to make you feel at home, man.
Right.
Real New York shit. What do you want to be remembered at? Stuff. I said ship.
He said ship, man.
I didn't hear the P.
Ride the boat.
I got my. I ain't got a full list.
Make sure you emphasize that P.
Sorry. What do y'all want to be remembered as? For the last question.
Well,
greatest legends.
I wouldn't even say the greatest legends. I just want to be remembered as inspiration. I want to be motivation for people that are watching me, for the younger people that's watching us do our thing. I want them to feel like they could do it too. If not, do it better and bigger.
Definitely. I'm big on that too. I feel like I want to be inspiration. Like just how Fifth and the whole G Unit or the Lost Boys and everything was inspiration. Like, yo, they from my neighborhood. They made it. Look at
and
I want to.
And it's
a
different vibe. Like,
it's possible.
Yo, it's a different vibe when people from your hood make it.
Right.
So, like, you feel it in the air. You can
especially
feel it.
Especially people that you done been around
it.
And exactly. You actually know and stuff. Yeah. It's like, but wow, that, it's. It can happen.
I got a question.
What's up?
How can people find your stuff?
Oh, I was going to get to that.
Yeah, I know where to find this at. If you want, you can find me on Instagram at Freaky Kai or Twitter at Freaky Kai. Everything Freaky Kai on social media. Follow all my music, social medias, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud, Freaky Kai. Everything is simple.
Everything
FreakyKai, Freaky Kai.
Definitely. Me, Low, L0WW _ on Instagram. Facebook, Low, L-O-W-W, YouTube, type in Low Life, L-O-W-W-L-Y-F-E.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, this is quite the last word. You already know it's Total Control Radio, YC Radio.
It's New York City.
The voice of today's generation, powered by BYB. We out of here, man.
Yes. I do things that he won't do, girl, I feel some way. You make me feel some way, girl, I don't play no games, true. Won't play no
games with you, cause I won't play no games. Cause you make me feel some way, girl, you make me feel ways true. I don't feel with no one else, I won't play no games.
Hey, this is Amu Patel, R&B singing soul sensation. You're listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.